coming up on episode number 425, 4 1/4. Peter Gabriel, it was his birthday yesterday, so let's treat him with a cover story, covers of his songs, and a cover by him. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Valentine's Day, February 14th, and welcome to Coverville. Welcome to another cover story tonight featuring the music of Peter Gabriel, covers of his music and a cover by him. We'll close out the show. We're going to start off with a Boston native, Lori McKenna, and probably Peter Gabriel's most best-known song, In Your Eyes. It comes from the high school reunion CD, which came out in 2005. Here's Lori McKenna.
Resolution, all my fruitless searches. Oh, I see the light in the heat. Yes, I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see. cover me through the fire. Something knocked me out the tree. Now I'm on my knees. Cover me, darling, please. Monkey, don't you know you gotta shock a monkey? Hey, hey. Fox the fox, rat on the rat. You can ape the ape. Oh, I know about that. There's one thing you must be sure of. I can't take it anymore. Darling, don't you monkey with the monkey. Oh, monkey, oh, you're gonna shock the monkey. Hey, hey, hey. A monkey, wheels keep turning. I'm not clear, something's burning. I don't like it, but I think I'm learning. Oh, watch a monkey get hurt, monkey. Cover me when I sleep. Cover me when I breathe. You throw your pearls before the swine, made the monkey blind. Cover me, darling. A monkey, too much at stake. I'm not clear, ground beneath me is shake. Oh, and the news is breaking. Watch the monkey get hurt.
All that fur and all that hair. Oh.
Heather Nova, an artist that was born in Bermuda, spent the next 16 years of her life living on a 40-foot boat with her parents and her brother and her sister, and then moved to London, where she became kind of an indie darling with her album Oyster and a great song in the late 80s, early 90s. No, I guess it was early 90s, Walk This World. Heather Nova with her rendition of Peter Gabriel's I Have the Touch. You'll find that on the soundtrack to the 1996 movie The Craft. Before that, Shock the Monkey by a group called the Woolridge Brothers. Woolridge Brothers from the 1995 album Gag Me With a Spoon. It was a compilation of a bunch of 80s covers. It was one of the first of those big cover albums that covered a batch of songs from the 80s. And of course, since then, there have just been hundreds. And then we started everything off with In Your Eyes by Boston's Laurie McKenna. And you'll find that on the High School Reunion album, which was put out by American Laundromat a couple of years ago, an excellent, excellent tribute to the music from all the films of the 80s, like the John Hughes films, Say Anything, of course, which featured In Your Eyes, and John Cusack. Great collection of music there. High School Reunion. Well, Coverville is sponsored by Audible.com. Every episode, I try to find something that I can recommend for the show. Sometimes it's related, sometimes it's not, but I do try to pick stuff that either I've read or Tina's read, because I just can't keep up with all the podcasts I listen to and read, listen to audiobooks all the time. Certainly not three a week to be able to talk about them on the show. I can do about one a month. And let me tell you about the next one that I'm going to be listening to. This is cool because I was getting on there to find books I'd read that are also available on audio format. And I found Nick Hornby, and I've been a big Nick Hornby fan ever since High Fidelity. Read that, read About a Girl, which I believe was the Hugh Grant. John Cusack was in one of them. He was in High Fidelity, that's right. About a Girl. Anyway, he's got a brand new one out that I had no idea about, and so I was really excited to be able to put this on my Audible, in my Audible cart. It's called Slam. Came out at the end of last year, or maybe the middle of last year. It's another fictional piece from Nick Hornby, who's also done some nonfiction, but it's another kind of relationship gone south kind of thing. Oh, yeah, the Don't Look Down or Long Way Down. I read that one a couple years ago, too. Anyway, definitely looks like it's something worth checking out, but I haven't listened to it, so I can't recommend Slam, but I absolutely can recommend his other books, which are also available on Audible.com. Long Way Down, which I mentioned, How to Be Good, was really, really good. About a Boy, of course, and High Fidelity, which I think is my favorite of his books. The movie was great, you know, that John Cusack in it, but the book was even better because interspersed with the story, the main character, Rob, would start dishing out these lists, top five lists, top 10 lists, and I have to think that Nick Hornby is kind of like that in real life, where he comes up with things like that, with lists like that of the songs he likes. So check it out. High Fidelity is my recommendation for the audiobook, although you can't go wrong with any of Nick Hornby's work. And a good way to try it out is to try out Audible using the Coverville link. If you go to the banner at the top of Coverville, click on that. It'll take you right to Audible where you can sign up. You'll get a free download of any book you want, and you can listen to it at your leisure. If you decide to stay with Audible, it's a low monthly payment or low monthly fee, and you get a book every month. It's a great thing to listen to when I don't have a show. And it's a great way to listen to books. And of course, if you're listening to a podcast, an audiobook is going to be no problem for you. Check it out, audible.com. Use the link at the top of Coverville when you sign up. Well, last year, Queensryche came out with an all-cover album. It was called Take Cover, and it featured covers of U2, Buffalo Springfield, Queen, Black Sabbath, the OJs, and Peter Gabriel. They took on Red Rain, another track from the excellent album. So, let's listen to their rendition right now. Here's Queensryche.
We'll be right back. Connection that should cut.
band that was huge in the 80s and 90s. Came out with an album in 2003 called Other People's Songs, which had a ton of covers on them. Great ones, too. That's Erasure with Salisbury Hill, the ultimate Peter Gabriel song. And it's very hard, let me tell you, to find a cover of Salisbury Hill that can even come close to the power and the passion of the original. That's such a trademark song for Peter Gabriel that it's a very difficult song to cover. And I think Erasure does a very good job, especially the fact that they keep it in their own style. And we all know that that's the hallmark of a great cover. Before that, you heard another band that was really big in the 80s, Berlin, with their cover of Big Time. Now, that was the reformed Berlin. Terry Nunn a few years ago got put together a new band called Berlin. I don't think it's got any of the original members, but I'm not 100% sure on that. They released an album called Foreplay, which had four covers on it, and very pleased to be able to play that one for you. And then we started things off with Queensryche from their newest album, Take Cover, came out last year, all covers, much like the last two albums I just described. That's their cover of Red Rain, another track from the album So. It's very So-centric tonight. I didn't include anything. I didn't include Sledgehammer, but a lot of the other songs, In Your Eyes, Red Rain, Big Time, and the next song, which is by a group called Show of Hands. It's a track called Don't Give Up, and this one was originally a duet with Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel. They take it all themselves. Here's Show of Hands with Don't Give Up.
In this proud land we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. Never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have deserted. I changed my face, changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose. Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet. Don't give up, I know you can make it good. Though I saw it all around, never thought that I could be affected. Thought that we'd be last to go. It's so strange the way things turn. Drove the night towards my home, the place that I was born, on the lakeside. Daylight broke, I saw the earth. Trees had burned down to the ground. Don't give up, you still have us. Don't give up, you don't need much of anything. Don't give up, 'cause somewhere there's a place where we belong. Rest your head, you worry too much. Gonna be alright. 'Cause when times get rough, you can fall back on us. Don't give up, please don't give up. I gotta walk out of here. I can't take it. Come, whatever that river's flowing. That river's flowing. Moved on to another town. Try hard to settle down. For every job, so many men. So many men no one needs. Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one. Don't give up, no reason to be ashamed. Don't give up, you still have us. Don't give up, we're proud of who you are. Don't give up, it's never been easy. Don't give up, 'cause somewhere there's a place. There's a place where we belong. Where we belong. Where we belong.
Brian, it's Tim O'Shea with TalkingWithTim.com. When I heard you were doing the Peter Gabriel Coverville edition, I got very, very excited, very, very happy. Next to Blue Nile, that's Gabriel's one of my favorite musicians. I don't know if there's dedications going on for this one, but here's the deal. Please, I hope you're doing Book of Love, Peter Gabriel's cover of the Magnetic Fields song. It's not written by Gabriel, but it's one of my favorite Peter Gabriel songs. So I think that would fall under the whole, you know, the cover by Peter Gabriel, not a Peter Gabriel cover. Anyway, love the show. I think you know that. You do no wrong, man. You rock. Thanks. And I totally forgot when I was leaving the Book of Love request to I don't know if it's going to be a dedication one or not, but if it is, oh, please. And yeah, it's Tim with TalkingWithTim.com again. Duh, sorry. Anyway, if I could request you'd play that for Ellen, my fiance. We're getting married this year. So, Book of Love, she would love to hear it. I would love to hear it. Just anytime. Anyway, you rock, man. Thanks. Bye.
Long and boring, no one can lift a damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me. Music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb. But I'm not afraid to die.
written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things, and you ought to give me wedding rings. And
the great Peter Gabriel right there, closing out a cover story dedicated to the music of his work, his music and his work. That is The Book of Love, originally by the Magnetic Fields. And that's a band that I was not very familiar with until a listener named Jen gave me kind of a list of the essential or the best place to start to get in into the magnetic fields. And I've been totally digging it, totally loving everything I'm hearing. So expect maybe a Magnetic Fields cover story sometime soon, especially if you're a fan. That should make you happy. The Peter Gabriel song there comes from the soundtrack to the 2004 movie Shall We Dance. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And I think I played it last Valentine's Day, as a matter of fact. The Book of Love. And that's going out to Tim. And Tim wanted to dedicate that to his fiancée, Ellen, as you heard in those phone calls in between tracks. Before that, Don't Give Up by Show of Hands from their 2000 release Covers. I couldn't find the album for sale on Amazon, but it is available on iTunes. And it's another one of those that's really worth picking up. I'm trying to see what else they covered on that album, because, again, it was a lot of different covers. Bob Dylan, The Kinks, Radiohead, and Billy Joel, among others. Show of Hands with Covers. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. You know, I always appreciate having you here to listen to the songs I pick. If you want to get in touch with me, if you want to get something on Sunday's request show or any future request shows, or maybe suggest a cover story or a theme show, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call me, and that number is 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. Great discussions going on in both of those places right now, so it's a great place to chat with fellow cover lovers and kind of get ideas for future shows, for songs, for things like that. So check it out there. Sunday night will be the All Request Show. Next Tuesday is an All Indie Hodgepodge. And oh, hey, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash's birthday is coming up, and I know I did the Folsom Prison Blues, but let's go deeper into his career and his catalog for next week's cover story. That'll be on the 21st. And of course, if you have ideas for that, then please let me know about them. I will not be playing his cover of Nine Inch Nails Hurt, because I think you all hear enough of that in the annual countdown shows. So that's what's coming up. In the meantime, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Thanks also to audible.com for their sponsorship and support. Check them out, audible.com.